Welcome to another Crittenden Press online podcast. I'm your host, Chris Evans. Let's get right to the show.
The Rocket pregame show is on location today on East Carlisle Street at Anchor Residential Lending. Stop in to see Derek Myers. Derek, tell us what goes on over here at a mortgage company in Marion, Kentucky.
Well, Chris, we primarily finance homes. We do offer some land, farm financing, but the main thing that we focus on are our home loans, refinances, and purchases.
And tell me this, right now I understand interest rates, they're about the lowest they've ever been.
Yes, Chris, rates are at a historical low right now, and if someone's currently has a rate higher than 5% or adjustable rate mortgage, I'm confident if you come by, I can save you some money.
You know, speaking of houses, this week Crittenden County will be back at its house, Rocket Stadium. Breedland comes in for the homecoming game. How do you see this one coming out?
Well, I think we'll get back on track after the last few weeks. Breedland's got an improved football program, but I think we're hungry and have some of our kids back, and I look for a win. I hate to be too optimistic, but I say we get the job done 28-14.
28-14. You heard it first right here. Derek Myers at Anchor Residential Lending. Get your home mortgage and also get your prediction. Thank you, Derek. Appreciate you being a Rocket fan and being a booster of this podcast every week.
Yes, sir. Appreciate you coming by.
We appreciate Anchor Residential Lending sponsoring this week's podcast. And we'll turn our attention now to the homecoming game this week. Friday night, Crittenden kicks off against Breedland. Breedland comes in at 1-4. The Hounds have beaten Fulton County this year and have also lost to Fulton County in a rare, rare event. They've played the same team twice already this season. The Rockets come in 1-3 as well. This is a first district game for both teams, and both teams really need a victory in this one. Coach Starnes, any added pressure on this game?
Well, I mean, first of all, we'd like to thank Derek Myers and Rick Hatfield at Anchor Residential for being supporters of the football program in the community. They do an outstanding job, so go by and talk to them for any of your loan needs. You know, there's added pressure. I mean, we're both teams are in need of a win. They're 1-4. We're 1-3. You know, and now we want to find out if playing a tougher schedule really comes into play and if it pays off for us in the long run. And that's what we wanted to do. The thing that we didn't look at is the injuries that we have. And, you know, we're really missing those guys. And we just have to make sure that we put people in the right position and they play hard. So they know the significance of this ball game. It's our first district game, and this game right here could be what determines whether or not we advance to the playoffs or not.
Of course, we have five teams in the new 2A district this year, brand new district for Crittenden County. Now, Reedland's been in this district for some time now. Other teams in the district, Caldwell County, Murray High School, and Ballard Memorial. So whoever wins this game Friday night will almost guarantee themselves at least a playoff berth.
Yeah, more than likely you win this ball game and at least guarantees you fourth place. And then you see what happens with the rest of the district games. But, you know, like I said, this is the game that it is going to determine whether or not that we advance into the playoffs that we wanted to do. So, and that was our goal going into this year.
Certainly, like you said, if a tough schedule pays dividends this year with the teams that we've already gone up against, it certainly should show on Friday night. Now, Reedland comes in as a much improved football team. They've got a John
Hedges,
excuse me. Of course, I should know. I actually worked for John's father back in the 1970s. He's a newspaper man. That's where I got my start, working for his dad. But John's a third-year coach, I believe, second or third year at Reedland, and doing a good job, and has got this team believing they can win.
Yeah, and Chris, you just showed your age working for him when you were about 15 years old in the 70s. So, yeah, I mean, John is a, you know, he's an outstanding coach. I mean, you know, I remember him when he played against us, and he was a fullback, linebacker, and the mentality that he had, he's filtering over to the kids. And what's impressing is that, you know, when we watch film on Reedland, in the past, we watched them, and you know, they might not have a clue where they're supposed to line up or what they're supposed to do. They're a well-coached football team. You can tell that they have a little bit of passion for the game, and they play hard, and they respect their coach, and it looks like that John demands a lot out of them. And, you know, it's going to be a hard-fought ball game.
You know, Reedland's a team that we've traditionally dominated in the near past. The last eight games, Crittenden has won seven of those, and those are all games that you've been the coach, so you're 7-1 all time against the Greyhounds. But there was a time when Reedland owned the Rockets when they first started playing. The series goes back to the early 70s, and the first game was played in 71, and it was a tie, and then Reedland won most of their games in the 70s and 80s, and then since then, Crittenden County's held the upper edge. So this is not your old Reedland team of the 1990s and 2000s. They're much improved. They've got a running back, Colin Spink, who's one of the best players in the region. He's a linebacker as well, a two-way starter. And then Micah Chesser, who's a hard runner, and their quarterback is a senior, Josh Herndon. They think they have a real good senior class.
Yeah, I mean, they do an outstanding job. They have three or four great athletes that we think on the football field, and then they're complemented with some kids that play hard. And I think that that's probably the same situation that we're in with our kids. And so what you have to do is you have to find out who's going to make the big plays. And, you know, Colin Spink, you know, he's tremendous. I mean, he hadn't played. You know, we just have two films on him, and he didn't play against Lake County, as well as number 30 didn't play against Lake County. But, you know, they both played against Lone Oak, and they really dominated Lone Oak early. And you can tell the mentality of those kids, that they've got some confidence and they're playing hard.
Coach Clark, what do we expect out of Reedland's offense this week? What's your defense doing to prepare for them? And tell us a little bit. You've got, I think, most of your secondary back now.
Yeah, we're glad to have Bryce Willis and Jamie Atwell and Dustin Hernandez back. Dustin was back last week. So we feel anchored pretty good in the secondary going into this game. We don't have much wiggle room, though, after, you know, any injuries or anything after that. But the thing we expect for Friday night is that our kids continue to play hard. They have played hard in all the games this year. The thing that we have to commit to and continue to get better at is playing with good technique and covering our responsibilities and playing as a team. And if we do that and we rally tackle and create some turnovers, I think some good things will happen for the Rockets.
Coach Starnes, I know we've still got a couple of guys out. Right now, Bo Wallace is still out with his back, and I don't know, no real indication when he'll be back. Devin Wallace is still out for a team policy issue, and Clint Asbridge has an injury, a concussion. Is there anybody else that we're looking at that may not play this week?
Well, I mean, you know, basically that's it for the starting crew. And, you know, we've got some of the younger guys that's banged up a little bit from a JV game Monday. But, you know, that's it on our injury report. And so, you know, it prompts us to move people around and stuff like that. So, you know, and I'd just like to say, you know, it's good for Corey Mays that he started it at defensive tackle last week and did a good job, and he's a senior and he's getting an opportunity to play, and because of the way that he played, we're going to put him at right guard this week and let him play at right guard and see if he can get the job done in there in the absence of Devin Wallace.
Of course, then you had some other younger guys that had really been playing well that I know is going to make a difference down the road, as well as, you know, not mean down the road next season, but also at providing depth now as we go, as we do get some of these older kids back. Lane Wallace has looked good, and Dakota Lynch, and I know there's a couple other guys that you...
Yeah, you know, Noah Dickerson, Stone is Dakota playing Stone. Well, Dakota Stone. You know, I mean, those guys are doing well, and you know, it's good for them to be out there, and Zach Tinsley comes in, does a good job. So, you know, there's nothing better than playing experience. You can't simulate a game speed by practice. So, you know, when they get out there, every play that they're out there is experience for them. So, you know, we just like the passion that those young kids play, and look forward to those guys in the future and in the rest of the season as well.
And, you know, they really got a test under fire against Paducah Tillman. When you know, you can't simulate that speed anywhere, can you?
No, not anywhere. We can't even do that. You know, we can't even think about doing that. So, you know, it's good for those guys to be out there against that to see it.
Yeah. Okay, we've got Bryce Willis, our starting quarterback, is coming back this week. Now, Travis Gilbert's been at behind center the last couple of weeks. Now that Bryce is back, we're going to see him back there?
Yeah, Bryce is going back to quarterback. We do have the liberty of moving him other places and putting Travis in there. And you know, Travis did an outstanding job. He was Offensive Player of the Week last week. But, you know, just what I always say, too, you don't ever lose a position because you were injured. So Bryce has that position back, and we have the opportunity to put Travis in there at any time. Move Bryce around at receiver, running back, whatever we have to do. But Bryce is the quarterback, and he'll stay there, and he'll play there this week.
So no getting pipped on the Rocket football team. You know who Wally Pipp was?
Well, I'm not saying that given the opportunity, you can't go in there and play. But, you know, just because of an injury and a kid is finally coming back.
This was just a historic question.
Yeah, I understand. But I'm not into all that. I understand what you're talking about. But, you know, we don't give up a position because of injury. Now, given opportunity, you might earn a position. And I think that's what happened with Pipp. So.
Wally Pipp was the first baseman for the New York Yankees before Lou Gehrig stepped in one day. Wally said he was too sick to play.
Yeah.
So, just a little history.
Yeah, I got you. I understand. We use that.
You're
we use
tight
that
this week a little bit.
No, I don't know why, but we use that sometime with the kids. So, I'm relaxed now.
Yeah. Well, we've got a big game this week. It's homecoming and everything going on, and I know we talk about this can be a distraction with all the things that do happen in school throughout the week, but I know yesterday you had some of your JV kids didn't show up after the game, and so it's just it's one of those years. A lot of things seem like they're not falling right into place, but now we're getting into the part of the schedule that we're getting our starters back, and we're starting to get into the district, and I've got a good feeling about this week. I think we're going to get on track.
Yeah, you know, we didn't have a good feeling yesterday, and we got out there practice, and we only had 20 kids at practice. About half the kids were missing, and you know they were accounted for. It's not that they weren't accounted for, and they were either sick, injured, or whatever the case was. But tutoring, we had some going to tutoring, so. You know, it just seems like it at some point it becomes comical that, but if it can happen, it's going to happen this year. But it is what it is, and we'll deal with it. And we do feel confident that the kids that we put on field Friday will play hard.
What's the key in winning this football game over Reedland?
You know, the key is what Coach Clark said. We play hard, but we can play a lot better. It's the difference of being okay versus being good, and that's very simple. It's technique. If you play the right technique, then you'll be able to make some plays and make things happen. But when you get out there and you play and you try to force things and play the wrong technique, then things happen. It's just like a kicker, you know, that gets a long field goal and they try to put a little extra into it, and their chemistry's off. You know, the mechanics, or a golfer that tries to reach back and hit a ball a little farther, your mechanics are off. And if you just do the things you're taught to do, calm yourself down and play the way that you're supposed to play, we'll be okay. Mm-hmm. If we start to force things and try to think that we can do things different than what we can do and what we're capable of doing or we're taught doing, then it's going to be a long night.
Trust your ability and
trust your
mechanics.
Keys, react to it, and play your technique and play your responsibility and play it play it with a bad mood, and that's what we're looking for.
Well, I know this is a pretty good football team, and although we're 1-3, we're still not a bad team, and I look for positive things out of these guys before the season's over, and we still got a tough way to go because the schedule is going to continue to be as strong as it's been the first half of the season. So good luck in the homecoming game Friday night, and remind everybody it's kickoff at 7 p.m., a little different time than
homecoming
tradition.
Homecoming is at 6:30. Homecoming festivities at 6:30.
Crown the king and the queen, and then we'll get off. Get the game off at 7. So we'll see you Friday night at Rocket Stadium.